Beginning of our trip to the Ivory Coast right there, Côte d'Ivoire in West Africa. That was the legend of Ivorian pop music, Ernesto Djedje, with the song Zadi Bobo. And wow, so catchy and beautiful. And the horns, wow, just love it. That is from a compilation that came out in 2010 on Hot Casa Records called Ivory Coast Soul Afrofunk in Abidjan from 72 to 82. Yes, the glory days in many African countries of post-independence music where a lot of Western styles were mixing with the local styles and the local languages. And yeah, great compilation of music. But Ernesto Djedje only lived to be 35 years old. He died in 1983. But In a short career, relatively, he achieved amazing fame there and in other Western African nations. And yeah, still known as the godfather of pop music there. There's a statue of him in the capital, not the capital, sorry, the cultural center of Côte d'Ivoire, city of Abidjan, outside of the School of Arts. There's a statue of Ernesto, and yeah, he's quite a fellow, and yeah, beautiful sounds there. So yes, we are visiting West Africa, and this is actually, on this program, only have two African nations that we have not visited in depth on this show over the last 5 or 6 years almost. Wow, it's been quite a journey. Only Zimbabwe is left, and it's the last country in the alphabet, so I'm gonna save that one for last. But yes, right now our last new trip to Ivory Coast. Who knows whether the show will continue? I can't say. We'll see what happens. But yes, Côte d'Ivoire, and a nation of about 24 million humans. Yeah, so quite a quite a well-populated place. It's just west of Ghana and just east of Liberia, right on the Atlantic. And yes, Côte d'Ivoire was a French colony, so French is the official language, but there are several vernacular languages, local languages that many people speak, as well as French. And just like all nations in Africa, it's like a world of its own. There's so many different cultures. There are approximately 78 languages spoken in the Ivory Coast. And a mix of different religions as well, Islam, Christianity, various local indigenous religions, you might call them. And yeah, the major ethnic group there is people called Akan, which make up a large percentage, 42%, and then many other groups as well. So yes, the Ivorian people, they make good music as well. And you'll hear that in depth on this special here. So next we're going to hear another classic group. They're called Les Sœurs Comoé, and they play a style, if I can get my facts straight, they play a style called Gbegbe, and this is a rhythm of the Bété people, kind of an understudied, not well-known culture, but yeah, an important group in the good old days of you know, when vinyl was just coming out and reaching other countries. And so here we go, Les Sœurs Comoé with Mio Bio, right here. The Ivory Coast special continues. Yeah. This is Wandering Rhythms in Côte d'Ivoire, and we just heard some of the classic musicians of the glory days of Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah, the nation was quite a powerhouse in West Africa, very economically well off in the 70s. It's gotten more complicated as of late, the couple civil wars in the early 21st century, and then about 5 years ago as well. So yeah, things are a little bit more complicated now, but back then, yeah, the music scene was thriving, as well as the country's political stability. So we heard last a classic group. Just a second. His name was Fax Clark, and he was a trumpet player, very much inspired by good old Louis Armstrong. And his group is called Les Rythmes du Cosmos, The Rhythms of the Cosmos, which is an amazing name for a band, I gotta say. And what are the rhythms of the cosmos singing and playing about? Whiskey and soda. Yes, that was the name of the song. And he does a pretty good drunk impersonation in the song as well. So yeah, Whiskey and Soda by Fax Clark there. I can't tell the exact year, but I'm going to guess mid-70s. And before that, we heard a more recent project called Zagazugu, yes, with the accordion and all sorts of percussion. Really cool sound. They don't know what year they're from, but they're on cassette, so yeah, you know, 90s probably. The album La Confirmation, and we heard a song called Zagadon. Zagadon by Zagazugu. Lots of Z's in the Ivory Coast. Yeah, from Abidjan, the cultural capital down on the coast of the Ivory Coast. And yes, you might have guessed the Ivory Coast named so because it was, well, a thriving place for the trade of ivory, which is a really sad thing. And still, actually, there are issues with ivory, with poachers. And as of this April of 2016, they are still trying to save a group of dwarf elephants in the Ivory Coast. The last surviving dwarf elephants, trying to save them from extinction. Yes, there's a national park in Mount Pico in the country's west, 34,000 hectare area, and it's threatened by a lot of deforestation because there is a booming cocoa industry. And yeah, they're looking for space to grow cocoa, but yes, hopefully, man, these dwarf elephants need a place to live too. So yeah, growing tensions there, but save these dwarf elephants. I would adopt one if I could, indeed. So yes, we're going to keep the music going. Just one more classic piece of music, and then we're going to move to more modern sounds of coupe décalé and reggae and hip-hop and disco. Yes, modern sounds of disco. I even said that. But first, a killer pachanga groove here. This is Mamadou Doumbia with Super Bebe. Man, gotta love these old songs. And this one definitely comes from an old LP, Mamadou Doumbia, right here on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM. And, yep, still snowing up here. There's your weather report. Mamadou Doumbia.
Ima kuma 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 kuma
Ho, friends from around the world, this is Wandering Rhythms, and this week, this hour, we are in Africa, West Africa, Le Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, and we just heard a couple super frenetic songs, and that happens to be a style called Coupé Décalé, the most popular music right now over the last decade or so in the Ivory Coast. Yes, it's a huge sensation that kids love it. Even the grandparents love it, maybe, or not. I prefer the 60s stuff myself, personally. I'm like an old man, but yeah, wow, super crazy stuff. That was a band, a woman named Kadira, and a man named Matty Dollar. And together, they are making a video and a song called Gâté Foyer. This is about 10 seconds I thought were interesting. In the middle, there was this drum break, and the fellow was like, that's pretty cool. Otherwise, yeah, it's like auto-tuned and poppy and stuff. And yeah, it actually has evolved out of a group of Ivorians who now live in Paris, who started mixing their whatever was going on in Paris at the time in the late 90s with traditional styles of the Ivory Coast, and man, just wrapping my head around it. There's lots of subgenres now, and it's all just very, very fast, and has a lot of a kind of digital snare roles and stuff. So, yeah, there's a apparently this official Wikipedia page for Coupe Décalé. There's three different waves. The first wave was 2003, 2004, and then 2005. And the band we just heard last was from the third wave, 2006 onward. And then before that, we heard one of the classics from way back in the first wave of 2003, DJ Arafat. And we heard Gbo Bolor. And these